Mark Greenberg plays with the Cocktails, a Chicago band that has broken up and reunited more than once. They're doing it again with two shows coming up this week. But Mark is also the proprietor of his own recording studio. I met him there to talk not only about the Cocktails, but about his incredible collection of musical instruments.
Cocktails are proving ourselves to be liars again. We've played many, many last shows, and usually that's you only get to do one of those. So we're not calling this one a last show. We're just calling it a show.
How does that happen in a band that you... I mean, it sounds like a relationship that you can't quite get out of.
It is in a way, but it's at this point, it's a real positive thing because when we broke up for really good reasons. At that point in our lives, we had been young college students, you know, very little responsibilities, you know, after college, very little rent. We all lived together in a big loft space downtown, really cheap. We didn't have the kind of jobs that limited us. We didn't have the kind of family situations that limited us. So in those days, we were able to really give it 100%, and so we did. At a certain point when we grew up and we started having – our girlfriends became wives and our wives became families, and we cared enough about it. We felt like it shouldn't really be this kind of thing that we really didn't give our all and, you know, just get together to play shows and things like that. So we really decided if it wasn't going to be our main deal and it wasn't going to be fully creative endeavor, that we should really respect it and kind of put it to rest. So that's why we broke up originally.
So this reunion, are you calling it that at all? Or just, we're getting together and we're playing some
shows? I think
shows.
the word's used, but yeah. I think when you use reunion enough times, it doesn't really hold the same kind of meaning anymore. So we're not really calling it a reunion.
So there's the show at Rotofugi.
Right.
Fugi. How do you say it?
Rotofugi. That's Rotofugi. How I say it. I hope that's how they
I
say it.
I hope that is too. And then when the second show?
The Rotofugi show is 7 p.m. December 15th, which is a Thursday night. And then we're playing December 18th, which is a Sunday night at the Abbey.
I am fascinated by all of this cool stuff in here and what you do and how you do it. And I would love to know, you know, what's your favorite stuff to do in here? What kind of music and sounds do you make?
Yeah, everything in here is... weird and good and different, and there's some kind of, you know, standard stuff, bass, guitar, drums, but then there's, you know, for people who can't see it, is a plastic thing that kind of looks like an old school
answering machine.
Yeah, definitely got the fake wood look.
Yeah,
and these are my styluses set up like a keyboard.
Oh wow.
Just amazing.
That is wild.
Amazing, great, useful. I use it all the time.
To do what? I mean, you need this funky sound.
Great funky sounds. You know, what's great about instruments.
And I'll tell you, if someone heard that, they'd say, "Oh my God, that must be some incredible computerized
thing." Right. What is that?
What is that?
Yes, and I think that's a big thing about a lot of these instruments. The vibraphone, you just can't fake. So you need a vibraphone. You can't get that sound. You can only get it when you're playing a vibraphone. This is a weird thing. The setup, the stylus, the way it plays, it's very unique to this.
It's like two Bic pens attached to an old answering machine. And,
yep.
And now, when you're moving your hand above that sensor, is it like a theremin kind of thing?
It's a light sensor.
Okay.
And I can either apply it to a wah-wah setting, a vibrato setting, or a volume setting. So...
when was this thing?
Or I can set it to vibrato. You know, this is another great one.
Yeah, I was wondering what that is when I came in. It looks like a dulcimer.
It's kind of like a dulcimer, except you tune all the strings in unison, or I guess you can also tune them to an open chord.
So...
And it's set up chromatically, so you really do see the black keys and the white keys, and it does fret it at those places. So So you can play it like a piano, but again, it's so strange and unique the way you strum it, or, you know, you don't even have to strum it. Again, it's one of those things that is a strange design.
What is it exactly?
It's called a Japanese table harp, and there are more...
And that's electric, too. You've got
This is electric. Yeah, this one is. Suzuki made this one, and this one is really handy, and it sounds really great, and it has a really acoustic kind of pickup in it. But you can see some that are, you know, a little bit more caveman-looking and a little bit more, you know, like the real, authentic.
Hmm.
But this is just, I use this. When I got this, I used this on every piece of music I made for a year. But the best is back there.
What's that?
The Mellotron.
Oh, now I've heard of what a Mellotron is.
Mellotrons were...
These are tape loops.
Exactly.
These are extremely rare, expensive things, aren't
they're
they?
They're rare. Yeah.
And this is like a very early sort of sampler?
They're the first sampler. They're silly because when they came out, the musicians' union were freaked out that this was going to replace string players and horn players and such. But it's funny looking back at that because a Mellotron sounds like a Mellotron. You know, I mean, it doesn't really replace things. It just became its own animal, its own monster. So when you hear Mellotron flutes, it really doesn't replace what a flute is. It is a Mellotron flute, and you want it because it's a Mellotron flute. You want Mellotron, you know, cellos. You know, it's a very Led Zeppelin sound. It's a very, you know... A lot of bands in the 60s and 70s used them. It's, you know, the Mellotron flute sound is a sound of Strawberry Fields, you know, those kind of things. And so that's a super crazy instrument. Nothing comes close to the craziness of what a real Mellotron sounds like.
You got to do it now.
You want to hear it?
I really do.
All right.
I'll help you move stuff if you need
No. Let's see. I can do it.
Okay.
Were the original drum machine from the 50s.
What is it? I feel like I'm in some sort of strange laboratory, man.
Totally. I'm sorry. These were made in 1959 by the Wurlitzer Company. And that's how they look. Those are three other
These cabinets.
Yeah, I have another one back there. And they are the first drum machine, and all the sounds are made with these tubes. Sounds come out of the tubes.
Vacuum tubes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an old radio, it looks like. Oh, man, that sounds like every science fiction movie I've ever seen.
Exactly. I mean, they're huge. And they're all really crumbly. It's an incredibly crazy instrument. And they sold them, they called them the Sidemen, Wurlitzer Sidemen, because they would sell them to people who had organs, which the organ didn't come with the built-in percussion on it. You know, a lot of organs have, you know, bossa nova or, you know, things like that. So this was the Sidemen. If you got the cheaper model of the organ that didn't have any percussion with it, later you could just buy a Sidemen, put it on the side, turn it on, turn it to bossa nova. play along to it.
Well, this is great. Thanks so much for playing all these fascinating, interesting. I mean, that's what I was so excited when Angie told me about it, and I went to your website and started looking around. I'm like, he's gotta have a secret hideout filled with cool stuff, and I want to go look at it. You can see Mark Greenberg with the Cocktails this Thursday, December 15th at Roto Fugi. They're at 1953 West Chicago. And at the Abbey Pub on Sunday the 18th. That's at 3420 West Grace. If you have an audio project that might benefit from Mark's unique instruments, you can reach him through his website at mayfairrecordings.com. My name is Dave Elvin, and this has been Audible City, a monthly interview program produced for Gaper's Block.